Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Good to Go, what the athlete in all of us can learn from the strange science of recovery, by Christy Ashwanden, read by Allison Ryan. Introduction. I was feeling pretty spent on the Saturday morning in late summer when I first visited Denver Sports Recovery. I'd just finished a 5K race, which I'd sprinted hard enough to win. My first place finish was less impressive than it sounds. The event was billed as a beer run, with the emphasis in that order. The start-finish line was in front of a microbrewery that served free pints afterward. A guy in his 20s with the scrawny build of a distance runner and a cross-country shoe icon tattooed on his leg was the only other person I saw bothering to warm up for the race. I didn't care if we were the only two pushing the pace. I was on a summer-long mission to run a fast 5K, so I was running against myself and the clock. I finished with all I had, and afterward, my middle-aged legs were pounding and aching. Tempting as it was, I decided to skip the beer. I lacked a designated driver, and it seemed like a good time to head over to Denver Sports Recovery and to try out their motto, "Recover like a pro." Tucked into an upscale district near downtown, Denver Sports Recovery, with its understated gray exterior, could easily be mistaken from the street for a yoga studio or CrossFit gym, or box as they're called. I stepped inside to discover a playground for rejuvenation, equipped with every gadget and tool athletes and exercisers might need to practice the art of recovery. A rack along one wall held an array of rollers, balls, and other devices meant to squish, press, and massage achy muscles, and a spacious floor area offered room to stretch and experiment with a collection of muscle massagers. Therapy tables and lounge chairs were lined up in rows, leading to a set of hot and cold tubs. An upstairs alcove held a hyperbaric, pressurized oxygen chamber, and there was a sauna and a cryotherapy tank, which uses liquid nitrogen to cool sore muscles. In an adjacent lounge, painted to look like a forest, a companion business offered a chance to lie in the comfort of a recliner while receiving an IV filled with vitamins and anti-inflammatories purported to aid recuperation. In the main recovery space, framed and autographed jerseys adorned the walls, one from former Colorado Rockies pitcher Matt Belisle, a Broncos jersey from Wes Welker, and a Jason Richardson jersey from his time with the 76ers, among others. A poster near the entry listed the available recovery tools: sauna, hot-cold contrast, compression therapy, vibration therapy, biomat, soft tissue tools, e-stim, Mark Pro, and infrared therapy. Before I could get lost in the sea of unfamiliar choices, a cheerful, athletic, ponytailed woman in her 20s welcomed me and said she'd be my recovery assistant. She handed me a clipboard, a pen, and a two-page form that was a mashup of the kind of checklist you get at a doctor's office and the enrollment form you get at a gym. What sports did I do? Did I have any injuries? Would I be wanting any physical therapy or massage today? After looking over my answers, my assistant asked how much time I had, then laid out a plan for me. I would spend well over an hour doing a bunch of stuff that would help me recover from an event that, if you throw in my warm-up and cool-down, had lasted maybe 45 minutes. My visit, she said, would involve four recovery techniques, or modalities, as they're known in recovery speak: soft tissue work, electrical stimulation, compression, and vibration. Next time, she said, I could try some of the others, like the contrast baths or cryotherapy. To begin, she gave me what looked like two roller skate wheels, about a foot apart, and connected with a padded axle, and instructed me to roll my foot back and forth on the axle. It felt nice, like a self-administered foot rub, and reminded me of the wooden foot rollers sold in drugstores and those catalogs found in the seat back pockets of airplanes. After I'd given my feet a good rub down, she moved me to a larger version of the roller, which was wider and affixed on larger wheels. Pressing my calves onto the padded